Four things we give him praises. Thanksgivings. For another time that we can come and gather in his holy name and come before him with accolades of worship and thanksgivings and praises. In an hour whereby the mind of man is so distracted, so many different things to draw him. It's a tremendous battle for the soul today. So many things that turns his attention in other directions. His mind is set to do other things. And there ought to be one agenda for the people of Yahweh, and that is to set our affection, first of all, on things that are above, and not on the things that are earthly or sensual. We should first of all seek ye first his instructions, his kingdom power, above all things. And he has set things in order for us. If we abide in them, then we will begin to see the mighty prosperity of Almighty Yahweh. First of all, we began to see our souls prosper. And in the midst of that, we began to see the health and the wealth of the Father. We must understand it is a small thing for Yahweh to supply with monies and things of that nature, cattle and things like that. That is not the most important thing he wants for his people. He wants the truth to fill our heart soul. And there will be a love for truth. We will abandon everything in this life to see and to apprehend the jewel of that pearl of truth. That will bring forth a very bright glory of his hope down in a man's soul, the Messiah. And that his life consists of what the Father says, because he knows only in that is the promise of eternal life, of redemption, of resurrection, only in what he has spoken. And he will set his heart toward those things. As he began to do that, all other things, he abandoned. When he set his affection on Almighty Yahweh, began to delight in his truth, he will fill his heart with the desires that will be pleasing unto him. Whether it is desire, a wife or a husband, whatever he fulfills or puts in a man's heart, he will fulfill it. But there's an order and a sequence. We set our heart desire upon him and pleasing him. And he has not made himself invisible. He has made himself visible, what, in the pages of truth? In our inward parts? Down in our souls? He has made himself alive in us. That he will not leave us comfortless. Doubting and wondering if these things are so. How can it be when I do not see him? Yet we ought to be able to see him physically and visibly in our brethren, in our sisters. We ought to be able to behold him in all of his splendor, his glory, his mighty power. We ought to be able to do that. Now the only way we're going to do that is we began to emphasize him. So much emphasis laid upon flesh that has to emphasize him. What is important? We must understand that all flesh is as grass. All flesh. It appeareth for a moment. It seems to have luster and life. And yet is gone. Is dead. As we watch the light frost here on Thursday, you began to see death in certain things because of that light frost. And we see the heavy frost in everything. This is not what we call evergreen. It will die. And yet we'll come alive again after resurrection, like our lives. He's given us perfect examples in the midst of this earth that we can see by these little things as the leaves began to change colors, as they began to fall, and as the spring of life spring forth, we began to see the glory and the robustness of the leaves began to develop, so it is in our lives, that we ought to be like that tree in the midst of the kingdom, whereby the leaves of this tree ought to be the healing of every nation. That's the way we ought to be. Our leaves should be the healings of the nations, of our brethren and sisters. We are a holy nation, a royal priesthood. You be a nation, then those leaves, or the leaves from that tree, ought to be the healing for our brothers and our sisters in their lives, that they may take from those leaves and extract those things that will impart into them those things that are beneficial and sustain them. In this hour, we're going to need that, saints. We're going to have that healing balm. We're going to have to heal one another as we speak the words faith, strength, correction, reproof. These are words of strength. Not all medicine is sweet. Some possess very bitter taste to it. It seems very bitter when it goes down, but in the midst of the belly it brings forth a healing balm. That's what it's going to take in this hour, brothers and sisters. Without that, then we're going to become very dismayed. We're going to seek to save our own lives. And what we ought to do is seek to save His integrity. For there's not much integrity of y'all in the earth today. There's not much integrity, quote, even in the name of God today. Period. None. You find a people that they have ordained their own worship and rituals. It's not according to some doctrine or any kind of a dictates. It doesn't come by a form of governing. It comes by their own will, by their own spirit, by their own issue of their heart. We understand in that this is the assembly or the time whereby the Laodiceans and that spirit is revealed in the midst. For men are doing their own things. They're doing what they think is right in their own eyes. And all of their ways seem so pure and right. But they're going to bring death, destruction. They're going to bring separation from your way, first of all. And then from those that they believe that they do love, it's going to bring a divide. It's what it's going to do. And in this hour, we're going to see great divides as never before. You're going to see breaches. And the wells or the great gushes are going to flow out. For we are in this hour whereby Messiah is going to be revealed to His house and His people. And whenever I see Him, every knee is going to bow. They're going to behold the very glory and the mighty power of Almighty Yahweh. And then will they confess that this is the one that was spoken of. And men are going to flee and run to hide themselves from the great terror of this one that shall be revealed. And that is the way He is going to reveal Himself. You understand, in this religious world today, men want things that gives them or give them a comfort in their own flesh to say it's all right. There are no repercussions behind that. Do you realize, my friends, if you ate fried food all the time, greasy fats, what will happen? A man's arteries will begin to harden. His heart valves begin to close. And the life system, or the flow of the life system from the arteries to the body, it begins to slow down. It's impeded, so it can't process. It began to, instead of expunging or casting out the poisonous things, whereby the liver would do in a man's body, it begins to retain those things. It begins to hold those things back. And the more it begins to retain that and hold it back, you began to see the manifestation of that poison in one's life. You began to see death work. You began to see the fruit of death. The physical presence tends to change. The look of their countenance tends to change. The physical ability tends to become emaciated or rotting away. So it is in the spiritual realm. You begin to retain things and hold those poisonous things in your soul, in your heart. It begins to impede you from functioning properly in the faith. You begin to see a physical contortment, a change. The spirit began to change, the countenance, the expression. It began to change. You began to see a law of corruption working. As you do in the natural body, you see the law of corruption. It began to rot away. It began to stink. And all of a sudden, the vital organs began to shut down. And once the vital organs began to shut down, there is no oxygen supplied to the body. And so it is today, when canker of sin and corruption fills one's spiritual mind, you began to see the law of righteousness shut down. It began to go ways that are strange and wrong. It began to do things that produce death. You can sense the rottenness in their spirits, in their love, in their presentation. You began to sense that. The natural things are as vital as the spiritual thing. For in those things we know Yahweh has made them all. No man can make a tree. He can make hybrid trees, but it must come from the mother of all trees. It has to be a tree that was seeded and brought forth that fruit. He may alter that, but he can never produce a tree. He can never produce life in a tree. He can plant it. He can put the water there. But the increase must come from Almighty Yahweh. It has to. You can plant it in the most fertile soil. Give it all the proper nutrition and water that it needs. But the increase comes from Him. And the increase in our spiritual lives will only come. We began to acknowledge Him in all things. And allow Him to direct our paths. And allow Him to govern our lives. And to instruct us. Only then are we going to see the mighty manifestation of His power in our lives. That we can say we are truly free from all sin. And whom Yahweh has made free, they are free indeed. I don't believe that He came to make us free and to keep us in bondage. I believe He came to sever and to break the claim of death on the lives of the people, whereby they will not be tormented with death and fear death, because they will know that it is a joyful thing and a pleasurable thing in the sight of Yahweh, the death of His saints, whereby death will have no power to bind you or to hold you in that captivity of fear. Because the fear is generated by no hope, no promise. You're not going to see Him. There's nothing after this life. But there is where the life began. After this life is destroyed. After we destroy the will of the flesh. Truly then can we begin to see the life of Almighty Yahweh. And the manifestation of that life. That will reveal His perfect law in a man's heart. That He will please Him. And Messiah was the perfection of that law. For Yahweh declared, "This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased in." We are the body of Messiah. He must be well pleased in us. And He's going to be that way, or He's going to be well pleased in us, because He finds faith in the hearts of the people to believe Him. I do want to continue on the message on Wednesday night. And there are three key things I do want to point out. But there is one today that I will emphasize. You always will, or the next time I preach, I will emphasize the latter part of this message. It is important in this hour to understand and to know His truth. Wisdom is a very principal thing. But as we require or acquire wisdom, We must get understanding. And understanding is a fruitful knowledge, whereby man is able to apply those things directly to his life. And once he began to apply those things, he will see a fruit in abundance in his life. He is an austere man, and he is coming for an abundance of fruit. We see how Elijah, as he spoke the words of faith, as he spoke them in the name of Yahweh, he destroyed the power of the prophets of Baal. He destroyed them, whereby the people knew that Yahweh was the living Elohim, and beside him was no other. And he brought about a fear in their hearts to bow down and to reverence him. And so Ahab, as he went to Jezebel, and by the way, that name Jezebel means that Baal is my master or my lord. The wife of Baal, not of Yahweh. We are the assembly, the tabernacle of Yahweh. We are the bride of the bridegroom. Messiah is the bridegroom. We are betrothed unto him. We're not betrothed unto Baal, Molech, Mukam. We are betrothed unto him. And when one allows that spirit, I will show you the strength, the power, how it is manifested, and the ultimate destruction of that spirit and her children. For Yahweh said he's going to kill her and her children. That's why every word that we speak, we ought to judge it with the season of judgment of Yahweh's truth. I will show you what scripture says. 1 Kings 19, I want to read that again. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the swords. Is not that what Jezebel had done? She had destroyed the prophets of Yahweh. That is one of her unpardonable sins. Yahweh did not give her pardon for that sin. She destroyed the prophets of Yahweh. And he allowed that faith may come forth out of the hearts of those Elijah and Elisha, a man that he had ordained for the mantle of Yahweh to rest upon him. We as the body of Yahweh, the mantle of Messiah ought to rest upon us. He has given us a mantle. It is a cloak of righteousness. It is a garment of righteousness, praise and thanksgivings unto the Father. So we have the mantle of Almighty Yahweh, and he assured us with that mantle that he gave us a sword, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. We have a mantle to fight against the opposition of darkness, that we may take confidence in this truth of Almighty Yahweh. He understood how Elijah had been opposed. And if you read in the book of Kings, you will see the very opposition that opposed him. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow, about this time. She was one was very froward in her speech. Now that's the spirit of Jezebel today. She has a froward mouth. She speaks with perverseness. She speaks with corruption. You find that today out of the mouths of men, women, children. They speak without any control, even when they can see the working of Yahweh. They don't fear that. She said, I want to tell you something, Elijah. The same thing that happened unto the prophets of Baal shall happen unto you by tomorrow. You shall know death when it shall seize upon your hearts, for I've said it. You know that I am the queen of Israel, for my husband Ahab is the king. And the words that I speak, they shall come to pass. And when he saw that, he arose and he went for his life, and he came to Beersheba, which belongeth unto Judah, and he left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down on a juniper tree, and requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough now, O Yahweh, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. You must understand that this man, as he sat, what he requested of Almighty Yahweh, first of all, take away his life. So it wasn't the fear of death. He knew that Yahweh was able to give him life and to take away his life. So he simply said, I've been overwrought, Father. I've been battling against these strange forces of darkness. Simply let me die here. Just take me away. I'm no better than Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I've not been cut in a different mold than them. He said, my life is in thine hand. Just simply take it now. He said, the battle seems so immense. Seem as though there are none that are willing to lay down their lives for you. So I'm here. I give it all now. Just take it away. You don't have to sustain me any longer. Just take me away. Now that is what that spirit of Jezebel is doing today. Whereby there is no life today in the hearts of many to press and to seek the pure covenant of Almighty Yahweh. And so they resort to their flesh and say, well, I'll just do this. He understands. So if I do that, it makes no difference at all. Not so. For he had a purpose for Elijah. He was going to bring down that vile spirit and bring it to expose it to the fullest, that he will raise up those by the ordination of Elijah, Jehu, that he would destroy this vile thing that spoke against the truth of Almighty Yahweh. First of all, she killed the prophets. She destroyed them. That's not a strange thing. The scripture tells us that we shall be delivered. That's what Messiah said. He said, and we shall be delivered up to be afflicted. And they shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Why did she hate Elijah? For the name's sake of Yahweh. For expose the gods of Baal, their divinities, and their Phoenicians, gods that had no power to bring any strength into the hearts of the people, but manifested himself in a way that it would produce fear in their hearts. And so what she says, that she would deliver Elijah up for affliction. The Old Testament is no different than the New One. You will find the same manifestation there as you do in the New Testament. The religious doctrines have taught us that they are different. All scripture is given by the inspiration of Almighty Yahweh, and it is profitable, first of all. So all scripture is given by his inspiration. All scripture. And we need all scripture. The law, the Psalms, the prophets, and the grace that is revealed in the new covenant. And all that was manifested in the old covenant. And so men shall despise you and deliver you up for affliction for the sake of his name. And they shall kill you. The scripture tells us that if we hate our brother or our sister, then we are a murderer. You have already killed one if you hate them. How does that spirit come? Well, the spirit of Jezebel, it is one that is of witchcraft and rebelliousness. That is the power of that spirit. Baal is my husbandman. That is the strength of that spirit. It is one of idolatry and rebellionness. For rebellionness is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness as idolatry and iniquity. As she rejected the bond servant of Yahweh. You have rejected the word of Yahweh. He's ever rejected you as being king. And the subtlety of that spirit and the frowardness of it is a very froward spirit. What is a froward spirit? One that speaks without any judgment of one's heart. They will speak things that Yahweh had no intention for them to speak. And the way that Yahweh must eradicate it, it is only one way. And I want to read that in Revelation chapter 2, verse 18. Revelation chapter 2, verse 18. And unto the angel of the assembly of Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of Yahweh, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet like are fine brass. He said, first of all, I know thy works, and your love, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. He said, the beginnings of your works were not fruitful, and the last of your works to be greater than the first. And what Yahweh is doing in this hour by the power of his name, the works in this hour will be greater than the works of the first. The works of our trolling along without much strength. We could not resist the smallest sin and identify it. Now he is going to manifest the work in the hearts of the people. They shall know the very subtleties of hell and darkness. That they will identify everything that is unclean and vile. And that spirit that draws them away from complying to the truth. He said, I know your first works. And I know your latter works. Now your latter works are greater than your first works. Your latter works in this hour are going to be greater than the first works. You look back on your first works, they were not works of great strength. Now the latter works should be works of strength. Your charity, your love toward the brethren, it was one based upon an emotion. Not in this hour. It must be based upon truth. Your love shall be based upon truth because you know that they are brethren. They are the house of faith. And that is what your love will be based upon. Not some kind of physical attachment. We base upon the truth of the word of Yahweh revealed unto us. And we will obey that without compromise at all. He said, now, notwithstanding, he said, I have a few things against thee. For you always have one thing against us. What a horrible thing. What, to have a few things against us? He said, I have a few things against you. Because thou sufferest that woman, she is a feminine spirit. There's one thing about the femininity of a woman. It is very luscious and very lustful. It draws, it seduces. It can bring a man unto bondage. And that is the strength of that spirit. No man can be as effeminate as a woman or feminine. I don't care how he tries. He says, you have allowed that one that is named Jezebel, which call herself a prophetess, those that foretell and speak of things. Well, I will tell you what's going to happen. I will tell you what's going to be Pastor Robert's demise, and what thing is going to come to pass if. Now, that's that spirit. That's what a prophetess does. She foretells, and she tells of events and future things to come. And that's what Jezebel does. The spirit of Messiah is the spirit of prophecy. When a man has that spirit of prophecy in him, Messiah, that truth, he has a spirit of prophecy. He understands prophecy. And he can speak by the spirit to foretell and to speak of things by faith that shall come to pass. He said, you've allowed that woman call herself Jezebel. And we allow that spirit into our hearts to speak things and to say things. And we began to utter those things that we have no knowledge of it at all. That's what Jezebel is. She's a forward thing. She will kill anything that opposes her. She will do anything she can to destroy those that oppose her. Even understanding that truth, even David, as he began to sing, he said, "Thou shalt not touch Yahweh's anointed. You shall not do his prophets any harm at all." The scripture. As he sang before Father Yahweh, "Don't touch his anointed. The Messiah is the anointed of Yah. And we that are in the body of Yahshua, we are the anointed of Yah." And he said, "Don't touch my anointed, and do my prophets no harm." In this hour you have the dispelling of the spirit of a prophet. It is the masculine, powerful spirit that Yahweh has placed in the earth. Sure, he did that with Elijah, Elisha, and men like Jeremiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel. He placed them in the earth to speak the proclamations with surety and soundness, without any fear of what things that will come against them. You've allowed this effeminate, corrupt thing in the midst. You allowed this thing in the midst to speak. That is why today I bless all of your sisters. Women today, they speak with frowardness of mouth. They have no control over what they say. And when a brother speaks that way, he is of that same nature of Jezebel. I will show you in scripture what the frowardness of her mouth. She says, "As the prophets of Baal were destroyed, your life shall be taken that same way, Elijah. For I shall kill you before the sun sets on you by tomorrow. You will have no witness at all. Now let the gods, let them save you." No, we're going to allow Yahweh to save us. She said that one, he said that one that called herself Jezebel. She calls herself a prophetess. And she began to teach and to seduce my servants. That's what he said. They were his servants. He did not say those that were estranged from him. He said they were my servants. That is the power of that spirit. It is such a vile thing that it literally seduced the servants of Yahweh. She said, the scripture says, to seduce my servants to commit fornication. And that is spiritual idolatry, that they disband the laws of Yahweh or go estranged from that, and they began to establish laws that are constituted by their flesh. You got one here believing that they are right, or she or he is right, and another believing totally different from her or he, and she or he is right. It is not so. And it cannot be. He said that spirit has literally seduced my servants. You tell me that's the power of that spirit, that it actually seduced the servants of Yahweh. How did Elijah overcome that? For he laid his life down before the Father. And he said, "Take my life. I'm not worthy." When he was saying, "I have nothing to offer but my life. That's all I have to offer." What could he offer Almighty Yahweh? Nothing but his life. And even through the process of time, he allowed, even in the midst of him hearing from Yahweh, he caused the mountains to tremble and to be broken down. He caused the winds to rage, and yet it's still in a small voice, he heard the voice of Almighty Yahweh. He didn't hear him in the roar of the crackling of the mountains when they crumble under his feet. He did not hear in the waves of the boisterous hurricanes and the winds, but yet in a still small voice that he was letting Elijah know in the midst of all of that turbulent trial, "I am still who I say I am. And the spirit of Jezebel, I don't care what she bring you to, I am still who I say I am. And there's nothing she can do against you." And so he showed him these great things and these great signs. And he only spoke to him even as he sought to hear from him in that still small voice. He assured Elijah. He said, "I got one that I want you to anoint. I got a king I want you to anoint. And I got one that shall destroy Jezebel. And he has one today that's going to destroy her. And that's the spirit of his son Messiah. He's going to destroy every remnant of it. He's going to destroy. John was then, he heard the son of Yahweh speak. Cause his servants to be seduced. That is the power of that spirit. Cause his servants to be seduced. To commit fornication. Spiritual idolatry. To go after strange things. And she repented not. She cannot repent. That vile thing of Ahab could not repent. I will show you because one of the most prominent spirits of it, it is one of the frowardness. It is a very perverse thing, saints. That's why Yahweh tells us that every word you speak, you're going to be judged by it. You will know what a man fears Yahweh. You will know what a man gets that fear too. For the scripture tells us. And that is one of the spirits that he will despise. And he will bring that under the law of destruction. He will destroy it. She seduced his servants to commit fornication. And to eat things that were sacrificed unto idols. He said, I gave her a space of time to repent of her uncleanliness, her idolatry. And she repented not. He has given man space of time to repent. And they go to the idolatry. Yes, that television is one idolatrous thing it is. It brings a man onto idolatry worship. But a man can spend hours in front of that. And no time for Yahweh. Yahweh said, I gave us space of time to repent. That is some spirit. Because everything in it and on it is froward. It speaks against, quote, any kind of God or gods, unquote. That is what it does. And to speak of the purity of Yahweh, you will not even find it at all. It is a seductive, feminine thing that draws the hearts of the people to cause them to fornicate or commit spiritual idolatry. They lift up a standard and a high praises. Unto their gladiators and their movie stars. They exalt them above the stars. They see more beauty and a Jezebel harlot that has slept with every man. Some effeminate, faggot looking man got makeup on. Changes hair color like a woman. And they exalt that above the beauty of a precious star. As they look in the heavens, they can't see any glory in a star. But they see glory in some perverted Jezebel. There's polluted daughters. Those Jezebels have babies by all kinds of men out there. They produce babies that are illegitimate and bastards. They do it all the time. You wonder why these wicked little gals today are having babies and they're harlotry because of that idolatry. And that spirit that comes forth out of that thing. Spirit of Jezebel. Now you don't have to love me. It's all right. You don't have to agree with me. It's still all right. You're going to preach the truth. His application is practical. Now. Not some old application. It's now. Now is the acceptable time. You hear his truth. You don't harden against that. You repent. He said, I gave that Jezebel time to repent of her sinful ways, and she repented not. She did not change. She did not turn from her ways. Her heart was not broken. He said, first of all, this is what I'm going to do. Behold, he said, look, I will first of all cast her into a bed. I will first of all cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her in great tribulation. Except now they repent. She's not going to repent. When that spirit overcharges one, you're not going to repent. You'll resort to that spirit of prophecy. It is a prophetess spirit. It is a false prophetess spirit. You'll resort to that. Tell me things. Speak to me, Jezebel. Things that are comfort to my flesh. He said, I gave them time to repent, and they would not repent. He said, I'm going to put them in great tribulations, great trials, unless they repent of their deeds. And he said, first of all, this is what I'm going to do. Secondly, and I will kill her children with death. Is that the Yahweh of the scriptures you know? He said, I'm going to kill them with death. I'm going to kill them with death. I'm going to destroy their minds. I'm going to destroy them. They're not going to rise up. He said, I will kill her children. I will. That's an affirmation. W-I-L-L. That's confirmed already. He said, I will kill her children with death. And all the assembly shall know that I am he which searches the reign and heart. And I will give unto every man, every one of you according to your works. He said, you're going to know that's me. That's why I'm going to kill them. He must do it in this hour. He's going to kill them. That you're going to know that he is the one. He said, you're going to know the one that I search the reign and the heart. What thing control your heart? What's controlling your heart today, my friends? What is it that reigns you or takes you in the direction that you're going to tell me? Is it the truth? Was it love for truth? Or is it your feelings or your emotions? He said, you're going to know that I am the one that searches it. And I draw the reins of the heart. What things that controls you? What things that take you from one extreme to the other? He said, I'm going to kill her children. I'm going to kill them with death. I'm going to separate them from me. I'm going to separate our house. I'm going to separate them spiritually and physically. I'm going to kill them. But we don't want to believe that. We don't want to think that he's going to do that. That is the only way that spirit is going to be eradicated. He must kill her and her children. It has to be. And then today they're giving their sons and daughters over unto that final thing. No fear. They don't fear Yahweh. They don't hate their evil ways. They don't hate their evil deeds. And they don't despise their evil and wicked mouth. They don't despise that. She will proclaim that I'm going to kill the prophets. I will assassinate one's character. I will speak lies or speak things against that one. That is the pronouncing of that spirit. He's not what he says. She's not that. He's not that. It's one thing that Elijah did. Even when that Jezebel spoke that to him, I believe in that place it was a place of judgment. To search me. He knew he could not stand before the presence of Yahweh with an unclean heart. He had to be right. That's why he said, just take me. I'm ready. Messiah said that. Now I am ready to be offered up. For the time of the Son of Man has come that he must be delivered into the hands of sinners. And Yahweh delivered him into the hand of that vile, insidious, corrupt, seductive spirit. He had nothing to hold on to but the truth. He didn't have a life to hold on to. So he offered it up. Here I am. Just take me. And he always says in the latter part, as Messiah uttered unto John, first of all, I'm going to kill her. She can't repent. She did not repent. When Jehu saw that vile thing, she stood up in her prominence of power. Yeah, I said it. I won't take it back. I'm still going to get it. I'm going to destroy him. And yet that eunuch thrust her down. And he trampled her to death. And the dogs came and they ate her flesh and bones. And that's what's going to happen to dogs. It is that beast spirit today that Yahweh. They have powers that have never been in this earth before, saints. Yet he has rolling back the carpet of the heavens. Men today, they're beastly. They're beastly. Their spirits are beastly. Well, no, they were destroyed. They don't care. It's a beastly spirit. It has no soul. There's no thought of a soul. No life in them at all. They're dead. They're dead. At least the cow has a soul out there, but these men have no soul at all. They have no soul. For the life of any man's soul is the breath of Messiah. Him living in a man. That's the life of any man's soul. There are those that are alive, but yet they are dead. Why? Because there's no life of Messiah in their soul. He must be the root and the strength of their hearts. He must be there. Without that, they're dead. There's no life in them at all. And that is what that Jezebel spirit does. It comes to destroy that life. Elijah was the hope of Israel. He said, tell Ahab that the rain is going to come. By my words, by the words that I tell you, the rains are going to come. Tell him to prepare. And the rains came. And the rains came. And the rains came. And the rains came.
Messiah say unto us, there's a rain of resurrection for his people, and the resurrection is going to come. We that are alive and remain are going to be caught up to meet him in the air. The dead in Yeshua shall rise first. And those that are alive and remain, we're going to be caught up. That is the glorious hope of the saints today. That is their hope. Not some spirit of prophecy by Jezebel. Speak lies, and she wants to destroy everything that Yahweh says. She wants to destroy every word because she is a Jezebel. Because she's married unto Baal, the Lord of her flesh. The Lord of her will. She has no constraint on her at all. Nothing she will not do. Nothing she will not say. I'll tell you a piece of my mind. You have no mind. We need the mind of Messiah. We ought to let that same mind that was in him be in us. And the only thing you can tell me is his mind. Your mind is full of filth and sin. We must have his mind. And that mind speaks of the bountiful things of Almighty Yahweh. And brings glory unto the Father. It's what that mind does. She said, I'm going to destroy you, Eliah. You're going to die. And yet Yahweh said, you're going to live. You're going to live. He said, you're not going to die, but you're going to live. She has a spirit of, in her own greed, in her own lust. As Ahab desired Naboth's vineyard. She is a one that will bring about false witnesses. She's a perverted liar. That's what that spirit is today. It's bringing about a witness, but it's not the witness of truth. It's a false witness. And she had the elders and the sons, the scripture says, of Belial. You understand what the sons of Belial were? They were a worthless piece of trash. That's what Belial is. Worthless. Look it up. You can define it in your dictionary. Worthless. Without worth. And so she sent to these false elders by prophecy, you exalt Naboth, and then you are a liar against him because I covet his vineyard. She's a very covetous, wicked thing. And they lied against him. And then they stoned him to death on that false witness. Now what I want to emphasize today is the frowardness of this spirit. We see it everywhere, in every kind of whorehouse. It's there. In every kind of profession, it's there. It is there. Not only did Jezebel have rule over the spiritual application, that is why that fool of a husband, Ahab, began to worship Baal. He built groves unto Baal. He would have married that woman. He had no right to marry her. He should have not taken her to be a wife, and he went against the ordinance of Almighty Yahweh. That's why he warns us in the new covenant, be not unequally yoked together. That's what he tells us. He never tells you daughters to set your affection on getting a husband. He said, a man that findeth a wife, he is the one that findeth a good thing. And when he finds one, he has favor of Yahweh. He never told you to do that. He never told you to do that. Nowhere in scripture. And when a wife, if she is a wife, she is virtue, like Proverbs 31 tells us. And she is not a Jezebel. For the men look at her and say, what a precious thing. She knows when to talk and when not to talk. She keeps her mouth shut. She's quiet. She's Jezebel. She's not that way. That's the spirit is not that way. It is one of witchcraft. It is one that is very subtle and very feminine. And it seduces the servants. Oh, come on, well, he did that. Let's talk. And the scripture warns us against that spirit. And that is the one that I would expose. Where? You look to your own mind and your own spirit. I would expose her where she is. That you may root her out. How? Well, only one way. You must have the strength of a Jehu. And the dog shall eat her bones. That's what you need. Well, what did he get his strength from? Well, he was anointed by Elijah to destroy her. And we have a Jehu in this hour, a Jehu, and he is Yahshua. That's why he said, I'm going to kill her like he killed her by the power at the hand of Jehu. He said, I'm going to kill her. Now we're dealing with the spiritual realm here. How do you know? Because he said, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. So he's dealing with the spiritual realm here. We see a natural manifestation of that with Jehu and Jezebel. And now we see the culmination of that in this hour. It is one that is most profound because it's spiritual. It goes beyond the flesh. You can't see her. She stood up so you could see her. This whore today, you can't see her. She's not out there on the street corner parading herself around. She's in what we call the whorehouses, what I call them. She's in what we call the assemblies today, the churches as you call them. She's there parading herself around as Miss Self-Righteous, as the righteous one, as the good deed brother, as the fine pastor, as a deacon. That's where she's at. She had a froward mouth. You're going to die. You would think that what mighty manifestation happened. You'd have fallen. If she had any fish, you'd have fell down. He said, what a mighty man he is. Jezebel doesn't do that. She will speak to a man of authority the way she wants to. With this, what I'm going to do. I'm telling you what I am going to do. That's what she said to him. I'm going to kill you. That's what she said. And that's that spirit today. Whether it's in a man or a woman, makes no difference. She is not just conducive to a woman. She's conducive. She takes power to man too. Are we not his servants? He said, you have seduced my servants. He did not say you have seduced the women. You have seduced my servants. As she seduces men and women. She does. And she prophesied good things to them. Oh, everything is going to be all right. Not so. For Messiah said, I'm going to kill her and her children. She will say, everything is going to be all right. You're going to make it. No, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. He told them how they were going to make it in that Revelation 2. He told them, except ye repent. Except ye repent. You can tell them lies of Jezebel prophecy. You're a liar. They're not going to make it. Except they repent. He's going to put them in bed together. That's what he's going to do. Because he wants them to produce more children. That is fire. It's going to wreak havoc and death upon them. This is a profound spiritual hour that we're in today, saints. Like no other time in this hour. Either he is going to be established in us, or we're not going to be established in him. This is a very crucial hour. This is a very crucial hour. This is more than a goal line stance. It's more than that. We're going to have to stand, he said, and they shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. What he said, period. Can't take it back. And I won't take it back. So she said, I'm going to kill you, liar. I'm going to kill you. Yahweh says, don't worry about that. I got her under control. There ain't nothing she can do. The scripture says in Deuteronomy, I want to read something quickly here. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. What the word of Yahweh says, two verses I want to read. Verse 9 through verse 19 through verse 20. Let me start in verse 18. You need to read this whole chapter of Deuteronomy. This is the song of Moses, what it consists of. It says this. Verse 18. Of the rock that begat us, thee, thou art unmindful. What was Messiah? What does the scripture say he was? He was the what? No, but he is the begotten. He is the begotten. He said, we have been begat. We've been birthed in a way that no natural birth could produce it. He was birthed in a way that no natural birth could produce that. He is the begotten. We are the begat of Almighty Yahweh. And has forgotten Yahweh that formed thee. This generation has not forgotten him. They forgot any identity of what we call even God today. They have. We can be a hypocrite all we want to and say it isn't so, but that's the truth. He said, and when Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very fraught generation, children in whom is no faith. When that spirit, I'm telling you, they have no faith. This is a forward generation of forward people. They have forgotten Yahweh. They will not adhere to him. And they walk in forwardness. And when they walk in forwardness, because they have no faith at all. You can't find faith today. You can't buy it. It's hard to find. I don't care where you go. What a symbol. It's hard to find faith. Men cannot believe Yahweh for nothing. They can't believe Him for life. They can't believe Him for healing. They can't believe Him for purity. They can't believe Him for the work that He has done and manifested. We say we do, but this is a very forward generation. That's why He says repent. He says repent. He's going to cast you in the bed with her, that you may acknowledge the diseases that she has brought upon you. No power to pray. No ability to pray glory. No willingness to pray. No purpose to pray. Don't tell me that's not a sickness. That's what she has done. There ain't no drive to pray. No time for Him. No thought of Him. That is what she has done. When a man truly has faith, his mind is upon the faith giver. And he is the faith giver. No one can get. He has given every man the measure of faith to know Him and to understand His purpose that He has placed in a man's heart, and that is to do His laws and obey His commandments. That's what He has commanded us to do. Messiah is the fulfillment of that. You can twist it around any way you want to. It's only one way. One. One. If I be wrong, Father, chase Him and correct me. Show me. Send the prophet. Send the prophet. I will receive him, Father. Send the evangelist. I won't reject him. Send the teachers, Father. Send them. For they're needed for the perfecting of His people. He said this is a froward generation. One that is so perverse. That's what it is. It is a very twisted generation. It's a generation that distorts things. That's why I've always warned us, tell the truth. Don't add anything to it. Don't twist it. Don't distort it. Don't make it favorable. Just say it like it is. He says, children in whom is no faith. And look what he says now. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not your way. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. He said, because they have done that, I will take those that they will not even consider a people and worthless. And I'm going to use them. I'm going to bring them and put a blessing upon them. He said, that's what I'm going to do. Why? Because they're froward. It's a very froward generation. What it says, what it does, has no fear of Yahweh, none whatsoever at all. It is one thing that Yahweh will do. He says this thing. Listen. He says, to the pure, I will show myself pure. That's what he says. And to the froward, I will show myself savory. Just like him. He said, that's what I will do. I will show myself perverted. Do not men have a perverted concept of Yahweh? That's what he said. He said, but those that are pure in heart, pure desire, he said, I will show myself pure to them. And those that are froward, I will show myself unsavory. It's in 2 Samuel. He said, I will show myself to them that way, unsavory. As perverted as they are. That's what unsavory is. As twisted, as distorted as they are, I will show myself that way. I reveal unto them, that's me. And they will serve that corrupt thing. And that's what Jezebel is doing today. She's moving in this froward spirit. And because she is so froward, there's no faith. The sons and daughters have no faith. None whatsoever. Because she destroys faith. She tried to do that with Elijah, to destroy faith out of Israel. When they saw the mighty work of Yahweh, they gathered all the prophets of Baal and they destroyed them. When you hear the mighty words of faith, you ought to destroy all the Baal altars you have built and raised in your heart. You must destroy them. For now is the acceptable time of Yahweh. When you hear the word of Yahweh, harden not your hearts as in the days of provocation. Don't provoke him to jealousy and anger that he afflict you in the bed with Jezebel and destroy you right there with her. He's going to kill her children. No faith. Can you please him without faith? He said, her children are without faith. And without faith, it is impossible. Now that is one thing it is impossible to do. Without that, it is impossible to please your way. It takes faith to please him. And the spirit of Jezebel has no faith. Her strength is forwardness. And a false witness gives her 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 strength to press forward of false witness. And she will bring false witnesses. And that is the second conclusion, or the latter conclusion of this message. I'm not going to get to that part today. I want to emphasize this frowardness, this perverse spirit, this lie, these lies of prophecy, this foretelling by prophetess. No, the prophetess is subject unto the prophets. Miriam was subject unto Moses. And she took the sisters out with timbrels and all kinds of little instruments, and they began to sing and to dance. And when she spoke against the thing that Moses was doing, because he took a wife of the Ethiopians, she became leprosy. And that's what happened to her. She became whited as a sepulcher, just like the Pharisees. They're white sepulchres, but inside they're full of dead men bones. Dead men bones. The bones can't live. They can't produce life, saints. It is high time, as the old preachers would say, we must have that one mind. The only way we're going to develop that is by hearing the word of faith. It's not going to come by some ritual, some newspaper articles. It's going to come by faith. It's going to come by the preaching. The word of faith being preached to the hearts of the people. You're not going to sit out there in your little world and think you're going to have faith. You're not going to have it. I don't care what these perverts say. Men are not going to have faith that way. He tells us when we see this time, this hour of great devastation, to fail ye not the fellowship, to be in communion one with the other. And don't you see what the enemy is doing today? He doesn't want communion. Jezebel doesn't want that. That's why she told the elders, lie on Naboth. Tell the lie. Put him up and lie on him. And then they brought false witness against the man and stoned him. Stoned him for the vineyards. That's what they did. And she still didn't get it. She died. And that's what's going to happen to Jezebel. She's going to die. Glory to Yahweh. Psalms 104 and verse 4. It says, a froward heart will depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. That is what a froward heart does. It departs from Yahweh. That is the strength of Jezebel. That is what a froward heart does. You always say, a froward heart will depart from me, and I will not know a wicked person. That's what a froward heart does. These men, these women that are moving in their frowardness, they speak without any fear of Yahweh. They speak without any honor of him at all. He said, that kind of heart will depart from me. So he warns us today. He warns us of that Jezebel spirit that speak lies unto you, that give you creature comfort and flesh comfort, that tells you that it's right to do it. It's not right. If it doesn't stand according to Scripture, it's wrong. And when it's wrong, you need to repent and change. Woe to those that speak against those things that you always establish. Yes, I will speak to any man's sins. My sins, yours. Look at who he is. I will expose him to the tilts. For in that is a comfort of knowing what to repent of. And we can find a place of repentance. Esau could never find that place of repentance. Though he sought it carefully with tears, he cried. For he couldn't see the measure of his sin. He couldn't see the depth of his wickedness. When a man can't see the depth of his wickedness, Jezebel could never see the depth of her wickedness or her corruption at all. She could never see that. And so she did not know the depth of her wickedness or her sin. And folks today do not know the depth of their wickedness nor of their sins. They don't understand that, saints, and so that's why they continue to do the things that they do. Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 2, this is why you need wisdom, young ones and elder ones. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10. It says, when wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, only when wisdom enter in, and knowledge makes you glad. He said, destruction shall preserve thee. That is simply judgment. It shall judge thee. Understanding shall keep you, because you understand the consequences of that judgment. For what? To deliver thee from the way of the evil man and from the man that speaketh froward things. Now that is what it does. Discretion will deliver you from evil men. For evil men speak froward things. He said, I deliver you from the one that speaketh froward things. Do you not know that those, when those speak froward things, they are those that gravitate to that. They want to hear froward things. They love froward things. They delight in froward things. And so they don't abandon those things. They love that. They love froward things. And that's what destruction and understanding will do. It delivers you from an evil man. And from the one that speaketh froward, you will ease yourself away from that. There are many times brothers began to tell me things. What they're telling me is right. I said, oh, that's, I don't want to hear no more of it. I don't care. Forget about it. It's not that they're being froward. It's not that they're, it's just that we need to know and understand, saints, with destruction and judgment. We need that. We need destruction. And that destruction starts with us. When a man make a destruction or a decision of destruction, he makes it with judgment. But that's the right thing to do. That's wrong to do. And that's what wisdom does. When it's enter into your heart and it brings about these pleasant fruit, that's what it does. Wisdom does. Then it will keep you from the evil man and the froward one. From that Jezebel spirit. When you are intrigued by that spirit, you better begin to search your heart. Because that spirit loves to prophesy, loves to foretell. I tell you what's going to happen. I tell you. Oh, I know what's going to happen, honey. You do. That's what Jezebel said too, didn't she? She said, you're going to be destroyed, Elijah. And Yahweh says, your judgment shall before you. Thou art inexcusable, O man. Thou that judge another, and thou doest the same. Ah, you without an excuse. None whatsoever at all. Keep me, Father, from the evil men. And from the froward men. They're vile men. They're corrupt men. They have the rule of Jezebel in their hearts. That's what rules them, saints. They think they know everything and know nothing. They know everything about every woman, know nothing about themselves. They gossip about every woman, know nothing about themselves. They can tell you about everything, what they're doing, nothing about themselves. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. That is that spirit. And it causes one not to repent. That's why Jezebel couldn't repent. And she repented not. She repented not. She did not repent. He's going to destroy her as he did from the beginning. In this hour, hurt her children. He said, I'm going to kill them with death. Or was that simply mean a separation from Yahweh? Well, my, it does. I think I'd rather have a physical death than a spiritual death. What a horrible thing. What a horrible thing. What a horrible thing to have a death like that. She says, to keep thee, to keep you from men that speak it forward things. Why? They leave the path, or who leave the path of righteousness to walk in the ways of darkness. That's what they do. Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked. Would you find folks delighting in the frowardness of the wicked? When they love the fellowship of the wicked, they love the company, and they know that they're froward. They don't care what they say, their words, there's no governing of their mouths. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. And so wisdom will keep you from that. They delight in the frowardness of the wicked. They want to be in their fellowship. And the wicked doesn't care what they say, how they say things. Something is wrong in your soul. That's what Jezebel liked. That's why she said, lie on him. That's all right. Just lie on him. Tell a lie. Speak a lie. Ah, what a sad thing. There's one thing that Yahweh showed me long ago as a young saint when he saved me. The spirit of a lie. It is one of the most filthiest things. If he ever showed me anything, he showed me that. It is so vile. It's so filthy. When he showed me that, it actually made me tremble. Ain't nothing more filthy than that. Ain't nothing. Because Satan is the father of all lies. And when you lie like that, there's a birth of darkness in your soul. There's a frowardness there. And Jezebel has a reign there. Because she is the sweet one of Baal. That's what it shall do. Keep you out of the way of the frowardness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of wickedness. He said, whose ways are crooked, and they forward in their paths to deliver them from the strange woman, even from the stranger, which flattereth her words, which forsaketh the God of her youth, and forgotten the covenant of her Elohim. Now that's what that spirit does. Cause you to forsake your way, forget him, because you will not allow wisdom to fill your heart. You will not allow the truth of your way to judge you and to show you. And so what you do, you open yourself unto Jezebel, this wicked thing, this spirit that tells you all kinds of things, and it speaks to you and it prophesies to you good things. That is what it does. It tells you good things about you and yours and what pertains unto you. That's what it does. And tell you how wonderful you are, what you've done, and how you are. That's what it does. That's that spirit. Well, we all want to tend to think that it's just some woman because she rebels. But men rebel. They rebel against your way. They forsake the covenant of their youth. We were youthful things when he saved us. We were young like little lambs out in the fields like ewes. That's what we were like. So we need the shepherd. We need the shepherd. We need the staff of the shepherd. And I will say unto you, sure, we don't need you. You can't tell us nothing. I don't want you. Don't speak to me, for I have the one. For she has the spirit of prophecy. Her name is Jezebel. And she speaks things to me. Tells me I can do this and that. Can't do it, saints. You can't walk in his way doing it. He's going to kill her children. He's going to kill her. Her children. It has all come to pass because that there's an easiness in Zion. No praying today. No motivation for Yahweh. No enthusiasm for him. No singing in the heart, songs and melodies and prayers. That ain't today. You can rebel and say, oh, I do that all the time. Not so. It's no excitement about him. No delight to hear his word. No pressing to get to the house of Yahweh. None whatsoever. We got excuse for everything when it comes to him. When it comes to your belly, your lust, you will forsake him. You will deny prayer to satisfy your lust. To fulfill your lust. You will not pray. You won't press. Mothers will not feed their young'uns. They will not obey his law because of their own lust. You might as well say it. And that's the truth, Yahweh. That is the truth. Why? Because there's no pure love for him. Because that spirit caused you to commit fornication and join yourself unto idols and forms of religious worshiping in ways that are filled with religion. Oh, because you think you've done good, you've done right, you're nice and all of that. You're not nice. Scripture tells us to be kindly affectionate. So how can you be nice when you're not kindly affectionate? You can't be nice. You can't. Oh, we are people, we dispel truth. You know, Sister Roberts said to me this morning, she said, you got a big old head. I said, you sinned, woman. You tell me I got a big head? I said, you sinned. She said, you got a big head, Pastor Roberts. So I went to the restroom. I was going that way anyway. So I looked at that head. I said, boy, what a big head. It's a big square head. I said, well, you did tell the truth, but you could have, you didn't have to, you know the message I just preached, huh? You didn't have to offend me to tell me my head was that big. But that's the truth, it's that big. It's a big box. Sure it is. It's a big head. And so Yahweh tells us the truth, we don't like that. We say, you sinned. That's not me. Well, sure it's you, preacher. Say, don't touch me. You tell me I got a big head like that. So that's what we tell the Father. Don't touch me. Get away from me. Sure we tell him that. Get out of my sight. That's what that Jezebel does. Her spirit, that's what he does. Her children have no faith. This is a faithless generation. Never like this. They got faith in television. They got faith in a ball game. They got faith in a mall. They got faith in a pair of Nikes. They got faith in a pair of Adidas. They got faith in LeBron James. They got faith in Kevin Garnett. They got faith in Kobe Bryant. They got faith in Rush Limbaugh, but no faith in Yahweh. They got faith in Walmart. They got faith in J.C. Penney's, but no faith in Almighty Yahweh. They got a love for Walmart. They got a love for J.C. Penney's, but they have no love for his truth. It is a faithless generation. Why? Because that spirit of Jezebel has produced that kind of spirit and heart in her children. Parents will not teach them the right ways. They will not instruct them in the laws of your way. You find these children full of darkness. I say all the time, how can parents love their children when they don't care for their souls? Something is wrong. 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 I hope you all hear that. When one doesn't love the soul of their children, something is wrong. Somewhere they're missing it. Somewhere they missed it. They missed it. Something is wrong with you. Don't love their souls. More than a little physical thing, they possess souls. There's a soul in that young man. There's a soul there. When you don't love that, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something, you're missing something. You're missing something. You're missing it. You're missing it. And you feed them things that are filthy and vile against the covenant of Yahweh. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something. And you call me wrong now. Call me wrong. That's all right. Call me wrong. I won't stop exposing these vile things. Something is wrong. I sit there at times and I look at Brother John's little daughter. And I say, that little child, if her daddy loved her, he's concerned most about her soul and what she's fed. That natural parent, they're concerned about what they feed their children. They're concerned about what food they eat. They're concerned about what kind of nutrition they get for their body, for the teeth. Make sure the dental appointments are on time. Make sure they go for their 6 month checkup to make the doctors richer. They do that consistently. They do that. They make sure they get the proper kind of nutrition, salads and greens. Want them to be vegetarians, but they don't want them to be lovers of truth. They don't want them to be lovers of truth. And yet they will feed them all kinds of sin. These vile video games that leashes unclean spirit things. That's what they do. They unleash these vile spirits of darkness because they are against the kingdom message. And that's why the children rebel today, because of these things that have been induced into their minds. It's just not some physical thing. It's going beyond that. Satan was the most subtle creature in all the God. He was the most subtle. He has a way in his subtlety to take the mind and to cause it to be abandoned of anything that is pure and righteous. Did he not try with Messiah? If thou be. He knew who he was. He knew that he was Messiah. He knew he was the son of Yahweh. Not the son of some God. But he was the son of Yahweh. He knew who he was. He said, come on, cast yourself down. Then why did he quote scripture that applies to Yahweh's house? He knew exactly who he was. How could a man love his son and feed him that kind of poison? And take delight in his son because he's a part of the sinful, wicked world order. That troubled me more than anything. I look at families, I say, how could he say he loves his children? How can a mother say she loves her children? They don't know love. Because the only way you're going to know love, you're going to have your way in you. Your way is love. You don't know love. You don't know love. You don't understand the power of love. You've got some kind of physical attachment. It ain't love. It's not his pure love. For he so loved the world. He was concerned about their souls that he sent Messiah.